The intake Sallyport at Central State Prison hums under harsh fluorescence. The air is thick, hot, and diesel sweet as a deputy rolls the bay door up. Through the grated opening, two county buses crawl up the hill. 60 men, shackled, are due to be offloaded by midnight. It is 88 degrees inside those coaches, and you can see fogged windows and sweating faces. A court order takes effect tonight. The prison must be under 1,200 people by dawn. You are already over the cap. Tom, the warden, jabs his clipboard. The only space left is the gym. Then he lowers his voice. The fire marshal red-tagged the sprinklers. If you house people there, you are knowingly breaking code. There is another option. A private facility 90 miles away says it has beds, but your office has a stack of abuse reports tied to that place. Sending people there solves the numbers and may expose them to harm. Leah from the public defender's office pushes forward a list of low-risk pretrial detainees you could release tonight with ankle monitors and ride vouchers. Outside, the district attorney has cameras waiting, and any release will be political. If you refuse intake or keep men on the buses, you violate the order, and the judge is warned of personal fines and possible arrest for contempt. You have 15 minutes before the buses reach the gate. What's your call?